K Country 102.3. It's time for this week's Artist Spotlight, and I am excited for this one. When I first started these Artist Spotlights, this guy was on the top of my list to get on the show because he has a song famous that I've been jamming to for a while now, and we'll play it here in a little bit. But first, I want to introduce to y'all Adam Doliak. Adam, what's up, man?
It's going great. How you doing, man?
Not too bad. I appreciate you taking some time and chatting with us. First question I'm going to ask you is, let's start with this question. For the fans and the listeners out there that, you know, aren't too familiar with you, what's something we need to know about you?
Well, I would say, you know, musically, I don't really sound like anybody, and I tell people I only have the ability to sound like myself, and I hope that's a good thing. And it's kind of been something I've grasped onto since I started this music journey I've been on for the last 7 or 8 years, and moving to Nashville is really trying to hone in on a sound that sounds just like Adam Doliak, that people will know almost before I start singing whose song it is. You know, that's something that's very important to me, and a lot of my favorite artists have that. So I think it's important that fans know, like, you know, what I'm trying to do as an artist and what I'm after. And that's something that's very important to me.
Definitely, yeah. So one thing, too, is you're from Mississippi, and that's kind of one feeling that I get is, you know, Mississippi, if you know Mississippi, they got the blues. So I get a little bit of that feeling from you, a little country blues. Is that a big influence into your music?
It's a huge influence, and I'm so proud to be from Mississippi. And you're right, lots of blues. And people actually ask me all the time when I'm meeting people on the road, they say, well, where's your accent? You know, you grew up in Mississippi. And I don't really have much of an accent for some reason, but I do tell them I have a Mississippi tone to my voice, and that soul thing is kind of how I love to sing, and my favorite thing. And that's kind of a lane that I'm trying to create a little bit in country. It's almost that soul country, a pop soul country kind of thing that's going on. And I'm just excited that, you know, people like you and other fans out there that are picking up on that and really digging into the music because of that sound. It makes me happy.
For those folks listening that have never been to Mississippi, you know, there's a lot of history down there and a little bit of hiking too. What's one thing on your list if you're going to travel there that you would recommend to people?
Well, you know, my hometown is Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay.
So it's down in South Mississippi. It's not quite as flat down that way. There's a couple places. I'm not sure. It's a broad spectrum of what to say, but there is a place in Greenville, Mississippi. And that's also, now that we're on it, it's kind of where the crossroads are, and, you know, B.B. King and all that history kind of grew up there, and that's where all those blues came from. So I would always recommend going to the crossroads. So much history there. And while you're there, there's a place. It's a little house called Doe's Eat Place. It's literally a house. You would not know it was there. It's just in the middle of a neighborhood, but it's actually a steakhouse. It's the best steak I've ever had in my life. Anytime we're anywhere near there in North Mississippi, we always stop in there.
Okay, so put that on the bucket list. Very cool.
Absolutely,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did, so, you know, like you were saying, you're from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which is a little bit north of Biloxi, and that was the first time I ever had my whole, like, full-fledged van life. I went to this little place in DeSoto National Forest, a little campground, thinking I was going to get away from the city and stuff like that, and there was, like, 4 vans there, Canadian people, and then this one Vietnam vet dude, and then a couple other people. So I had like this full-fledged van life moment, and it was awesome. So that was kind of, you know, it was a few months into my travels, but Mississippi always has a little place in my heart, especially right around that area in DeSoto National Forest because of that, and made some good friendships out of that too. So
yeah, that's awesome, man. I'm always happy when people have their own Mississippi experiences, because, you know, a lot of people don't make it through there. And, you know, a lot of people go through my hometown of Hattiesburg when they're on the way either to New Orleans or the beach down in Gulf Shores in that area. So that's kind of the pass-through town for those.
And I have a story about Gulf Shores that I feel ties in pretty well with the song Famous, so I'll tell that one when we get a little bit closer to that. But your music, you have a bunch of great songs out right now. You just released another new song too, Neon Fools. But then your first single you released, Whiskey's Fine, that's probably in my top favorites right now.
Yeah, Whiskey's Fine was my very first single as an artist. And it's been one of those songs that's, I think, more so than any of my songs, and Neon Fools has a lot of this in it too, but Whiskey's Fine really lets that Delta Blues Mississippi thing come out in the vocal and the way that song's recorded. And it's a bigger reason I'm still doing what I'm doing today and then having all these great opportunities, is because how well that song did. That was my first release. You know, I think it sold 40,000 copies the week it came out, and I remember I just couldn't believe it. You know, we still end the show with it every single night, and it will always be one of my favorites to sing, I think, for as long as I get to do it.
Well, now I feel cool knowing that it's one of your favorite songs, kind of because it has some sentimental value to you, but it's in my top 2 rotations, Famous, and then this song right here. We're going to play it right now, and then we'll come back to talk with Adam Doliak. But here's Adam's song, Whiskey's Fine, here on K Country 102.3.
Two drinks in, On a Friday night, heard a knock at the door. So I turned on the light and I said, baby, what you doing outside with that 2 a.m. kind of drunk, kind of smile? Come on in. The whiskey's fine.
K-Country 102.3, that's Whiskey's Fine by Adam Doliak. And if you're just joining us, we have him on the phone with us. He's hanging out. Appreciate you taking that time with us. So this song is great, and like you said, it was your first single that you released, and now you kind of are coming into the spotlight with the song Famous. And you want to kind of just tell everybody the story behind how it first came out on Sirius Radio and all that, and then obviously we got two famous people that are in that music video as well. Do you want to kind of tell everybody and explain how that came about?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the idea behind Famous actually came from my little brother. My girlfriend in Nashville, her name's McKinnon, and she is kind of a tomboy type. She doesn't get very dressed up that often. And so this particular night, my little brother, who lives in Mississippi, was in Nashville with us. I think we were taking him out to a nice dinner while he was in town. And McKinnon had gotten nice and dressed up to go to this restaurant, and my little brother had just never seen her dressed up before. And she came walking down the stairs, and he turned around and looked up the stairs, and he goes, "Dang, you look famous tonight, girl."
That's awesome.
And he said that too. And I remember, you know, I'm always listening for ideas. I love ideas as a songwriter. And I love that spin on making somebody not per se famous feel like they were for 3 minutes in a song. And so I wrote that down. And I think I wrote the song the next week. And that's kind of how it came about. And you know, we just started playing it out on the road and really watching people react to that song. And that's kind of my meter for what songs I release is what the fans like. You know, that's who I'm trying to make happy out there. So that's kind of how it came about. And then I think it was about 2 or 3 months after I released the song, I got a video from Colton and Cassie on Instagram. And it was basically them in the car. They were on a road trip. And they had their phone held up in the air, and they go, "We don't know the words to this song yet, but we love it." And they were just kind of humming along to Famous. And they were, you know, that's when they were on The Bachelor. And I'm actually not a big Bachelor watcher.
Right, yeah, me either. So, but when I saw this story, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I remember my girlfriend actually sent it to me. She goes, "You're not going to believe who posted." And I was like, "Oh, that's awesome. They have millions of followers, but who is this?" You know, but I ended up reaching out to him that night. And, you know, I was an independent artist then. And when somebody with that many followers shares your song, it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
And so I said thank you to them. And I remember, I think I sent him one of the Famous remixes before it came out. And we just kind of kept in touch. And when it came time to do the video for Famous, after we saw how well it was doing, I reached out to them and said, "Hey, y'all were the first famous people to post about Famous. I think this is kind of perfect. Would y'all want to do the video?" Kind of as a long shot. And man, you would have thought I was letting them be in the video. I mean, they were so excited. I think they just heard that song as their own story. You know, they got famous so quickly in such a weird way on TV, you know? And I think they just, that's the cool thing about music. I think they just heard that in such a different way, and like it was their own personal story, and they really connected to it. And man, they flew to Nashville and we shot the video. And I've never met anybody from TV, but if everybody was as good and awesome as those two are, it'd be a good deal. They've become really good friends of mine, and I'm happy to have them on my team with everything going forward.
That's a very cool story. I love that. So, okay, when I heard the song too, Famous, you know, obviously, I feel like that's going to be, with Valentine's Day coming up, it's going to be a great song for Valentine's Day. So
Play
that song for the little lady and all that. But here's my story about somewhat feeling famous, okay? I was down in, this is actually in Mississippi too, in between New Orleans and Gulfport, Biloxi area. And You guys got amazing rest stops down there. Let me point that out. It was a rest stop. Used the rest stop. And then you got like camping areas, like big camping areas on the other side of it. So anyways, I'm parked there, got the door open. I had a dog that traveled with me at the time, and he was just laying out in the grass, and I was writing up a story from when I met these van life people, you know, up north. And this girl saw my van, and I had a big JD running page on the side of it. And she came up to me and started, she's asking me questions, and we talked for a little bit. And then before she left, she's like, "Can I get a picture?" And I was like, "Absolutely." She's like, "Just stand in front of your van." I was like, "Okay." So I got myself and my dog, told him to sit. She takes the picture. And then I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then she's like, can I get one with just the dog in the van? And I was like, wow. clearly my dog is more famous than me. So yeah. Took that one a little bit to the heart there. So anyways, cool. Well, I suppose I should probably start wrapping things up here. I know you got a show to prepare for there in Michigan with Mitchell Tenpenny. Before we start doing that, though, and play your song Famous, go ahead and plug your social media so people can find you out there on Facebook land and Instagram and all that stuff.
Yeah, so you can find me pretty much anywhere you want to look, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. It's at Adam Doliak, or you can go to adamdoliak.com, and it'll take you to any of those sites all from that one location, too.
All right, dude. I appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the success, and I look forward to seeing your name in the big neon lights, and hopefully we can get you to this area sometime soon. So
I'd like to say thank you to you as well. Thank you so much for supporting this song and everything I'm trying to do with this music career, man. It means so much to me, everybody that hops on board and helps out.
Definitely, you're welcome. And from myself and for your fans, we're looking forward to all the good things you got coming and your continued success. So without further ado, let's go ahead and have you intro that song we've all been waiting for.
What's up, K-Country 102.3? This is Adam Doliak, and this is my brand new single, Famous.
Must have been living under a rock. Must have not left the house for a couple of years. All the telephones, TVs, radios off. Put a blindfold on, cotton in my ears. Cause you got this instantly recognizable quality about you, baby. Yeah, I gotta say. Girl, you look famous, like South Beach or Vegas. All up in the papers, in the supermarket aisle. That dress on you, I swear, I know you from somewhere. Gotta know what your name is. Cause God, you look famous when you smile. Ooh, when you smile.